They published a letter the Chazon Ish sent to the Rabbanut after World War, after the, I think, World War II. And before, clearly, they had, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have any Gvinas Yisrael. The hard cheese, they only had Gvinas Akam. We know the Gemara says that you don't eat Gvinas Akam, and it's unclear why. The Gemara gives five, six different reasons why Gvinas Akam is prohibited. And however, the Chazon Ish says the Rabbi Notam's reason is because of Mayim Guyim, that the concern is they might mix water that could have, you know, have poison in it from the snakes, and therefore that's why you don't have it. So Rabbi Notam's Shita is, in a place where you're in a town where there's no concern of snakes, so then it'd be mutter. So even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin in that way, the Shulchan Aruch says that we also Gvinas Akum anyway. We don't know the reason. However, the Rama writes, in the place where the Minigas people eat it, so perhaps is what to rely on. So the Chazon Ish from Meikar Adin, since there was no Gvinas Yisrael, today we have plenty of Gvinas Yisrael, but in a place where there was no Gvinas Yisrael, so the Chazon Ish sent a letter to the Rabbanut that they should give the Hashkacha on Gvinas Akam. Why? He says, because we just said, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, the real Meikar Adin, it's Mutter in the Rama. But he said he was concerned with a meta halacha, that the people would start eating, if people get used to eating hard cheese without hashkacha, so when you finally get Gvinas Yisrael in, no one's going to buy it anymore because they're accustomed to eating Gvinas Akam. So what you should do is, you should start giving hashkacha on Gvinas Akam, and then once you get everything set up, and you get Gvinas Yisrael in, so you'll take the hashkacha off Gvinas Akam, so they'll stop eating it. And then they'll start eating Gvinas Yisrael. So that's how Rav Shachter says it over. And I'm not sure if the Rabban had accepted it or not. But there were different things. There was different things with Gvinas Akam in terms of the Rabban returning. There's also a concept of Chol of Yisrael as well. So in America, we used to Rav Moshe's Heter. That government supervised, so that gives the Chol of Yisrael, we're concerned they might put non-kosher in. So therefore, we government sponsored, so we're not worried. But in Eretz Yisrael, they never accepted that heter. There was a heter, the Pri Chadash, that only if it's non-kosher milk is. If non-kosher milk is cheaper, so then there's a concern they're going to mix it in. If it's more expensive, we're not. But generally, they didn't work with the heter of Chol of Yisrael. So therefore, however, when it came to, and the Chasam Sofer was very against. Chasam Sofer said, you're violating a Davish of a minion. The rabbi set it up. We need a greater basin to nullify it. And secondly, also, you're violating a neder, which, in one place, he writes, it's Taraisa. Even if it's only Durabanan, he's still violating a neder. So in Eretz Yisrael, Chol of Yisrael is Chol of Yisrael. They didn't accept that heter. So the issue was, but today they have powdered milk that comes from, I think, non-Chol of Yisrael milk was, that was turned into powder, and then they put the powder in. So Rav Zvi Pesach Frank, he paskened that in Eretz Yisrael, it's okay. That he thinks that the concern, he compares it to like cheese and butter. And therefore, and number one, he says, we see, it would, even though it's possible to make cheese from non-kosher, so it's not going to come out good. So he says, and since they didn't have and he could, and powdered milk you still can make from, you can get from camel's milk, but since it wasn't around the time of the Xavier, the FAA was Mako. So the rabbi, and others, the Chazon Ish, others didn't go for this heter. And that's why today, in terms of the Hashkacha, if you use powdered milk, so I think Rabbanut will give it, but they'll put on the title, like it might have some chalav nachri in it. And the other hefsherim, either the Badats or perhaps the Rabbanun, the higher level one uses. In fact, that's the difference they say. That's why if you look at, apparently, if you look at Ben and Jerry's in Israel, it has a Rabbanut Hashkacha. It has the Rabbanut from Eretz Israel. But Haggadah's only has an OU. That's from America. Why the difference? Why won't the Rabbanut give a Hashkacha on Haggadah's, but they give it on Ben and Jerry? Because Ben and Jerry uses powder, milk powder. So therefore, they rely on in Israel, they don't rely on Ramosha's heter. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're only going to use any fluid milk. It has to be Chol of Yisrael, which the Jew do there. But they rely on Nefsi Pesach Frank to give a hashkacha on powdered. That's what, Dunkin' Donuts and that type of thing. And that's why, when it comes to Haggadah's, you only find an OU on it because relying on Ramosha's heter. When it comes to Ben and Jerry, you find a Rabbanut because they relied on the heter of powdered milk.